Okay, so we're holding on Tzadik Tesim Abiz. The Gemara tells us, Shita Omer Le'echad V'loy L'shnayim. If the Mishalech said, sell one of my fields and not two of them, sell a kor, one of my fields, which is a kor and not two of them, then obviously he can only sell Omer Le'echad V'loy, you can only sell, the Shtech can only sell one field and not two. And if he sells two, then that's going to be a toast and the sale is going to be null and void. However, what is the halacha if he just said echad stam? What if he said echad stam? Sell one of my fields. And doesn't specify and not two of them. If he says echad stam, that means sell one and but do not sell two. When I sell, say, sell a kor, one field, that means sell one of my fields and don't sell two of my fields to equal that kor. Rav Chisda, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, when I sell a kor, that means you could sell as many of my fields as are necessary in order to equal that kor. Even though I said sell a kor, so one field of a kor. But I didn't mean exclusively one field. That's just a normal, colloquial way to speak. That's the lingo. So I said one, but I really meant as many as you need to in order to get up to that full amount. Ikor Rav Nachman the Surah. Rav Nachman came to the Surah. Oy legabei Rav Chisda v'Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So Rav Chisda Rabba Bar Rav Huna came to Rav Nachman. Amrulei, and they said to Rav Nachman, Ki agav le'mai. Okay, let's continue where we left off. So, what's the halacha if he said echad stam? So Nachman agreed with them that when he said one, he didn't mean only one. One means as many fields as you need in order to equal a car. They asked Rav Nachman, what if the Mishlech made a mistake? He undersold the property. You're telling me that when the Mishlech says sell a field, sell a kor, can be as many as you want. What if he undersold the property? Is that included in the validity? Does that make a valid sale even though he undersold it? Amr lahu, the toshlech. Like, I mean, I wasn't talking about when the shlech made a mistake. I said when the shliach, when the mishalech said sell one field, and the shlech sells two, then it's still valid. But when the shliach undersells, he undervalues the field and sells for too cheap, I wasn't talking about that case. Amr lahu, amr mar, ino lakakois. How can you undersell a field? There's no set value for fields, and therefore there's no law by fields. That's only true when the Baal Bayit undervalued his field and sold the undervalued his house and sold for too much. But if the shliach made the mistake and sold it for too cheap, I sent you to do me good and not to mess me up. In other words, this is a shas concept. Anytime you have shliches, the shliach, if he makes a mistake, if he messed, and through his mistake, he is causing problems for the one who sent him, for the mishaleach. The mishaleach can say, our shliach has ended. I sent you as a messenger to do good for me. The fact that you messed me up, causing me a loss, I never empowered you for that. And therefore, the shliach says, not batal umavutu null and void. Who made such a distinction by Oinah between, or in general, between a Shlich and a Balabais? The Mishnah says, if you send a Shlich to take off Truma for you, he's supposed to figure out how much of the Balabais you want to remove and do that. In other words, we know that Truma, Midrash Rabbanan, it has to be 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. Those are the three shiurim. If he's an ayin toivo, if the Baal Bayit is an ayin toivo, he gives the kohen 1/40, 2.5%. If he's got a beinus, he gives 2%, 1/50. And if he's an ayin chol, he gives 1/40. He gives 1/40, which is, well, 1/60. I'm sorry. If he's an ayin chol, he gives 1/60, which is obviously less than 2%. And what is it? 1.8, 1.9%. So the shliach is supposed to figure out how much would the
1.67%.
Thank you. The shliach is supposed to figure out how much would the mishaleach want to betray him, how much you want to give, and go based upon the that estimation. Many are dead. That's the Baal Bayit is turning to Beinus. But if he doesn't know what the Baal Bayit normally would give, he gives Beinus. Echad mechamishim, which is 1/50. Pachas asar, piches asar, oyei sifasar. If he did 1/10 too much or 1/10 too little. In other words, if he did 1/50 or 1/40 or 1/60, chumasu chumma, it's still valid. That's still valid. So we see by a shliach, he's only allowed to mess up piches asar or yisif asar. Vilu gabe Baal Bayit tanya, tor gol bi odo filu echa mich eschim to us. But by a Baal Bayit, you say no. The Baal Bayit is planning on giving a 1/50, 2%, and he ended up giving how much? 5%, 1/20. A radical difference. Nonetheless, it's valid. So we see a very strong distinction between a shliach and a Baal Habayit. So to over here by Olo, the Karkos, there's a distinction by a shliach and a Baal Habayit. And when the shliach makes a mistake, it has to be minimal or no mistake at all. Whereas when the mishaleach makes a mistake, we say, ain't another Karkos, just like by Chuma. Toshma. So now, going back to the original question, Echad Stam, do we say, when a person says, sell one of my field, one poor, does he mean one and not two, or does he mean one as many fields as he wants in order to get to that core? Tashmai, it's because of the Arba Meazuz, Makha, Lezeb, Mana, Lezeb, Mana, Achrain, Shav, Mana, Vedina, Mana, Shalachan, Bad, Shkulan, Makha, and Kaim. Quoting our mission. Our mission of a lady has a 400 Zuz Suba. She goes to her husband's fields and she sells one for 100, one which is worth more than 100. She only sells it for 100. This way she's now able to get her 400. Says the Beis, and since that last one was really worth more than you sold it for, so that last one is Bata. That last Mechira is Bata. Hold on, what do we see from here? That she's able to, if she would not have made the mistake, she would have sold it for a proper value, it would have been okay. In other words, even though when she's supposed to get 400, that's in the case of Echad Stam, the husband really wanted to give her one field worth 400, but she did it in a way of selling four fields, that's still valid. So we see Echad Stam means a filo shtayim a filo meo. Answers the Gemara, no. No riot. Why? Because our mission is talking about a gain of Shiva Davidi Bikini. The husband has a bunch of small properties. Each small property sells individually. She sells individually. So Erachinami, if you had one large property, she wouldn't be able to sell some, you know, smaller properties. But since he had a bunch of small little individual properties, then Avadin, of course, he's okay with her selling multiple small properties to equal her full amount. Says the Mishnah, Shum hadayonim shepichsa shtus ha-yisil shtus, machram batel. There's a din of not, you can't undervalue, you can't overvalue, so to a dayin. A dayin comes to the property, and he overvalues it. He estimates that it's worth 1/6 more than its actual market value. Not a valid estimation. It's not a valid shamaut. It's not a valid. It's not a valid estimation of the price. Assessment of the price. Rashbag says no. Rashbag says if you null and void the shum of the dayanim, then so what power does Basin have? You're undermining the power of the courts. So even though they might mess up and they might overvalue or undervalue something, it's different than the market value, doesn't matter. They have extra power because they are the courts. Aval, imasu igeres bikiris b'neihem. But if they sent out a igeres bikiris, which Rashi says is a hachrosa, they announced, and people are starting to investigate and look into it, and they all know that this is what Beit Din is about to do. They're about to overvalue or undervalue. Then then even if they mess up big time, the mechira is still valid. If a shliach makes a mistake, in other words, I sent the shliach to sell my field. He makes a mistake. He sells the field for too little. How much was he off by? He was off by a sixth. So do we say the shliach is like a dayin? That a dying up to a sixth is valid. You say, it's like an almana. An almana who sells her ex-husband's field, and she's off even by a little bit, the mechira's bata. So the shlech like an almana is the shlech like a dying. You buy the shlech, come on, Rav Amar Rav Nachman, shlech ki dayonim. They like dayonim. That they, he's able to make a mistake up to a sixth and the sale is still valid. Rav Shmuel bar Bisna Omar Rav Nachman Shkalmon. The shliach's like an amana, that as long as the shliach's off by a little bit, the mechira is bottom. Rav Omar Rav Nachman Shlech Adayonim Adayonim Lav Lididhu Avshtefam Lav Lididhei. Just like the Adayonim are not dealing with their own, they're not helping themselves out, they're not dealing with their own money, so too, this shliach is not dealing with his own money. He's not helping himself. He's not doing business with his own possessions. So Mamele, he's like a dying. Lafuke almana diladida. Almana is helping herself out. She's selling the land in order to, for her own personal interest of getting the money to pay her ksuba. Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, that a shliach is like an almana. Ma almana yichido. One person, and therefore, if she messes up by a little bit, the mechira is bottle. So, if he messes up by a little bit, the mechira is bottle. Those are the babies which are a lot of people. Allah is a shliach is like an almana, that even the slightest mistake will invalidate the sale. So we see over there that if he makes a mistake, it's not automatically the truma is null and void. Why is it? You say that if the shlech makes a little bit of a mistake, the whole mechira is null and void. But by truma, he's allowed to make a mistake. He doesn't have to be 100% accurate. Says the Gemara, "How can keep the ikah the Torah behind your raw? Ikah the Torah behind your feh." Amar le'elah yamaraticha. Since there are people that will normally give truma of 140, some will give 150, some will give 160. So if this shliach, instead of doing the 150, if they decided to do 160, it's not really off his rocker. He's following what normal people do. So he can say, that's what I thought you would have done also. So Mamele, the shliach truma is still valid. V'lhacha t'usahu. Here, it was a mistake. The shliach undervalued the property. Made a mistake. Amele, lo, ibai lecha, lemitais. The shliach said, I don't want you to make my mistake with my money. I don't want you to mess up. By truma, the shliach is a valid time and say, I thought this is what you wanted. But by selling the land, it's not that he thought the mishalech wanted to undervalue the property. He made a mistake. If he made a mistake, the mechir is bought. Amravuna bar Chanina, Amrav Nachman, Halacha kedivrei Chachamim. Halacha kedivrei Chachamim. The Halacha is like the Chachamim, that if the Dayanim mess up by a shtus or more, the Mishum is automatically null and void. Frak the Gemara, Valesa the Rav Nachman, Makayach, based in Yofeh. Hold on, you're telling me Rav Nachman doesn't hold like Rav Shpag, Makayach, based in Yofeh, he holds like the Chacham? Vomer Rav Nachman, Rav Shmuel, you say, Mishabah, Lacha, because they have been. If you say, them are coming to divvy up the Yerusha from their father, based in Mamid and Mamatropos, Uberin and Chelik Yofeh, based in establishes for them an Apotropos, and he divvies up the sides. Everyone's property. Higdilu. However, when the Yisrael get older, you have Yosem Katan, he can't vouch for himself. So basically gives him an apotropos in order to vouch for him. But when he gets older, Yichalom L'choy, the Katan now can protest. Nachman Didei Omar, Higdilu, Ein Yichalom L'choy. Why? Why not? Because the MK, Makeh raising up. So we see that by Yisrael, that Basin gave them an apotropis. We say, Rav Nachman himself says, Makarech Basin Yafet. Therefore, the Ketanim that become Gedolim can no longer protest, because that was done in Maisa Basin. So, to over here, Shuma Dayan, it's a Maisa Basin. Should be Makarech Basin Yafet, like the Rosh Bar. Says Gemara Lakasha. Ha adito, ha adilaito. One is where they made a mistake, one is where they didn't make a mistake. What does that mean? The Mishnah said they made a mistake. That's why Rav Nachman says there's no Makarech Beis Yofet. But if they didn't make a mistake, they have established an apotropos and he did his best, and this is the portion he could get for the Yosemim after doing his best job, so then they have no valid claim to be Meicha. Frak the Gemara. If there's no mistake, so why does the Tanakhama say to give me Meicha? What's the Macha? What's their protest? We don't like what you did. Why is that Val Macha? Says the Gemara, they can protest that they got it on the, they got property in the wrong side. The wrong side of their father's property. In other words, they wanted, would have been better for us to take in the Mizrach, because I have a field close to there that I got from my mother. So better for me to get a field in the Mizrach. And the Apotropos got me a field in the Meir. So there, that's the Macha the Tanakhama says. And Rav Nachman says, no, Makarech Beis Yofet. Once Beis made an Apotropos, he did his best job, he did the best he could, even though their Meicha Beruchah is not a valid Macha. Kiyasa Rav Dima Omar Ma'isa Rabbi Gidim Chachamim. It happened once. There was a Shuma Dayanim, and Rabbi followed the Psak of the Chachamim. Amar Levana, Parat Benoisha, Rabbi Elazar ben Parata, Ben Benoisha, Rabbi Parata, Agadoi. Imkei, Makarech Beis Yofet. He said, if you follow the Chachamim, and when the Chachamim made a mistake of their Shum, their valuation was off by a sixth, and you undo the entire estimation, the entire assessment, what to take Beis Yofet? The Hechzer Rebbe is a Meisah. The Rebbe undid the Meisah Beis. He said, no. I'm going to follow, even though I originally thought Shema Dayanam should go, they made a mistake, then we follow the Chachamim, and we say the Shum is invalid. Because of Makarech Beis Yofet, he changed his mind. Rav Dimi Masni Hachi. Dimi had a similar, a different messiah for the same case. Rav Dimi, that's where Rav Dimi learned. Rav Safra Masni Ocher, Rav Safra had a different messiah of what happened in that case of Rebbe. Mike said, Bikesh Rebbe Lazarus ki Dibre Chachamim. Rebbe wanted to follow the Dibre Chachamim, he wanted to undo the Shum. Therefore, lo also Rabbi is a ma'aseh. What happened here? They came to Rabbi. Here's the pshat. What happened? Did Rebbe actually do a evaluation or made a mistake, change the paskin that the evaluation is bottled, and then he said, no, the evaluation is still good? Or is the pshat Rebbe wanted to say the evaluation is bottled, and he decided not to say that? Did he paskin the evaluation is bottled, and he changed the psak, or he never paskin? It says the Gemara, Leibah Hakam Efugi. Maybe the Machlekes is here. When Beis Din makes a mistake in a Mishnah, a Devar Mishnah, they're arguing, is that enough for Beis Din to undo a Psak? They paskin against the Mishnah, they can undo a Psak. So therefore, Rebbe thought, according to the one Ma'is, according to the first explanation, when he made a mistake in the Devar Mishnah, he can undo the Psak. So it's after the Psak. And Rav Safra says, no, even after, once he passed it, he can't undo the Pesach. So it must be that Rebbe wanted to pass it that way and change his mind. And it's like, Gemara, look, the Kulei Amtov with the Bar Mishnah Chazer. Everyone agrees that if the Rabbanim make a toast with the Bar Mishnah, he can undo the Pesach. Here the Machlek is just actually what happened. What actually happened? Omar Rav Yosef. Amloso de Zabino Achrayes Ayasme. Two case. A almona who sells the field, sells a field, and then they find out that the field that was sold was stolen or was had a lien on it and it now gets taken away from the Lukuchos. The Lukuchos come back to the woman and they say, hold on, give us our money back. The halacha is the achrayes the yisoyim have to repay her, have to repay the lekuach, and not the woman. Beis Din dizaven achrayes ayasmi. Similarly, if Beis Din sells a field of the yisoyim in order to pay for the mezainis of the isha or the bonus, then it gets taken away from the lekuach, then the yisoyim have to repay the lekuach. Says the Gemara, Pshita Amona Leitzrichle, Kietzrichle Beidina. Obviously, if the Almona sells the field and it gets taken away from the Lukufa, the Lukufa will still get their money back from the Yisayim, not from the woman. The Chiddush is based in Mao Jusayma, called the Zabim Beidina, Daita Lamepek, like Kala of the Zabim. I would have thought anything that comes out of Beis Din, anything sold by Beis Din, is in order to. They make an announcement, and they're sure that the Lekuach knows all the deals. Therefore, we'd say there's no achrayas because the Lekuach knows he's buying it. It's a chance that there's a lien. He knows what's going on here. So therefore, we would say not that the Yisoyim have to pay, but there's no achrayas. Kemash Malon, that there is an achrayas. The achrayas is on the Yisoyim that they have to repay the buyer for the money if the field is taken away. Ad kan for today. Stop.